Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're looking at now what factors are causing the increase in animal intake during this period. Well, we welcome Samantha Stilley. Samantha is the communications lead at the NSPCA. Samantha, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on today's Morning Mayhem.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Great to have you on board, Samantha, and thank you once again for taking the time to join us. Certainly at this point in time, I guess one could say any point in time of the year, but particularly as we are now in the midst of the festive season, there are concerns about negligence towards our furry friends or animals in need right now. So let's just repeat the question, which forms the basis of our discussion. What factors are causing the increase in animal intake during this period? What are you experiencing? Over to you.
There are several factors that cause an increase in lost or abandoned pets. And one of the biggest factors that we see during the festive season is the use of fireworks. Fireworks are incredibly distressing to animals because they do have quite a significant greater hearing than we do. So those loud bangs are very unexpected, and it can cause a lot of trauma for animals. So they will often try and escape those sounds, and in doing so become lost. And then what also sometimes happens over this period is that people go away for the holidays and they may leave their pets unattended. The pets then try and escape the property and they also become lost or stray.
So Samantha, what advice are you putting out there before we get into, you know, the current status of the SPCA? What can you tell us as listeners that we need to be mindful of and look out for in order to, you know, help assist and protect animals during this point in time?
I think the biggest thing for people that we would like people to take into account is the use of fireworks. So we ask people, and we understand that fireworks are beautiful, but we ask people to celebrate the holiday season with a little bit of kindness and compassion and just think about the animals, wild and domestic animals, that get traumatized by fireworks. So if you can find a different way to celebrate, that's something that we definitely encourage. And then what we also encourage people to do when they go away for holidays is to make sure that they've got someone that they trust to look after their pets, someone who understands their pets, and also to keep to make sure that their pets are adequately identified. So whether that's a microchip with your current details or a tag on the collar with your phone number, so that if your pet does get lost or escapes the property, then it's much easier for you to get reunited with them.
Samantha, at this point, I guess also, as I mentioned earlier on, during the course of the year, you do have to, well, the NSPCA has to, sorry, I'm stumbling a bit there. You are contending with, shall we say, administrative issues and problems and, hurdles and challenges during this time and throughout the year. So what is the SPCA dealing with right now?
The biggest issue, I must say, that the NSPCA, as well as SPCAs, and I'm sure other animal welfare organizations across the country, is the lack of funds. The SPCA is not funded by the government, so the money that we need to operate, we get solely from support through donations. So that can be really challenging, especially in today's financial climate. So that, I think, is the biggest challenge that we experience around the year. And then when we start getting a greater intake of animals at this time of year, that need increases, which means the demand on our resources increases as well.
I understand there's a demand on your resources and financial situation, Samantha. That being said, though, at any point or, at any juncture, does the SPCA engage in any types of campaign, any effective campaign as possible, or campaigns during the year to at least, you know, create, you know, like maintain or sustain awareness as to the SPCA's status and what is needed at any particular point in time? Is there any synergy behind this during the course of the year?
Yes, of course. So the NSPCA is the statutory body that enforces the SPCA's Act, by which all SPCAs across the country operate under. So the NSPCA has its own fundraising campaigns that it raises money throughout the year, but each SPCA will also have its own fundraising campaigns that they use to generate funds for their individual SPCAs.
Okay. Samantha, we're just about wrapping up the conversation. Before we say our goodbyes and send wishes to each other during this festive season and into the new year, is there any specific message you'd like to put out there on behalf of the NSPCA?
I think, as I mentioned earlier, we just would like everybody to consider celebrating in ways that are kind to animals. So while fireworks may bring a few moments of excitement for people, it can have quite lasting effects on animals. They can suffer quite severely from fear, and some animals will develop an anxiety towards loud noises. So we're just asking people to celebrate the festive season with kindness and compassion. And also, if they do find distressed or injured animals, to contact their local SPCA immediately for assistance.
Samantha, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much on behalf of all of us. Everything of the best for the festive season and into the new year for you, your family, friends, and of course the NSPCA. Samantha Stelly, Communications Lead, joining us from the NSPCA.